From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 464 for Thursday, November 10th, 2022.
This week we have banter, news, updates, a batch of new retros, a heart of gold, a new ambition, a contest winner, a new contest, plus new items from Visconti and ST DuPont that are coming soon.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, Brian.
Have you ever seen pictures of Mount Rushmore before they carved it out? You ever seen that process? I think there might have been a video or a special TV show on it. Have you ever seen that?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, its natural beauty was unprecedented.
Hey, Brian.
Yes?
What's got four wheels and is green?
I don't know.
Grass. I lied about the wheels. This week, we are coming at you from Gabriel Lofts. That is a furniture building that was just across the street
from
us.
Well, it's still across the street from us.
Yes, and it's not a furniture building anymore. It's been fixed up and turned into a bunch of fancy apartments. And it was originally built in 1888 as a lodge by the Independent Order of the Odd Fellows. And was home to travelers and several Appleton organizations, which explains all of the weird little rooms that were upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Have you been in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's super cool. Like 3-4 levels, yeah.
I used to go there and hang out when I was a little kid.
Oh, really?
They had a little cockatoo. His name was Gabriel. We were buddies. Right. Oh, yes. And got excited about my old friend Gabriel. It's about 30 years after it was built, Joseph Gabriel turned it into a furniture store, and then it has been reimagined again as those apartments. So,
and it had this hideous facade on it for I don't know how many years.
Oh, my
20,
goodness.
20, 30 years. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was terrible.
And it was like this, I mean, it was straight out of the 70s?
70s?
Or yeah, like, it was awful. And then they ripped it down, and then the building revealed the building underneath is just stunning. It's very beautiful. So.
I don't know what they were hiding.
Yeah.
It went from being the ugliest building downtown to the most beautiful.
Yeah, It was really something, because I had never seen pictures of it before. So when they took that off, and they did it over the span of, I don't know, probably several weeks, and I'd, you know, go walk down to lunch, and every day it'd be something new to look at. So cool building. It's literally on the corner.
Yeah. And tomorrow, November 11th, is Veterans Day.
Yes.
So that's observed on November 11th to honor military veterans of the United States Armed Forces. Thank you for your services.
Thank you for your service.
Watching.
Absolutely.
Coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, which are celebrated in other countries that mark the anniversary of the end of World War I. And major hostilities of World War I were formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. And apparently the U.S. veteran organizations wanted Armistice Day to be renamed Veterans Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thanks for all your service. I found a very interesting pen set over the weekend at the Ohio Pen Show, and we'll maybe briefly touch on that every once in a while. But it's marked Veterans of Foreign Wars. It was a really pretty cool set. I saw it and I had to buy it. So.
Oh, well, that's
really neat.
Very apropos.
Schaefer snorkel fountain pen and mechanical pencil, and hardly ever used. So really, really cool set. So
very, very cool.
I didn't know you were going to talk about that. Didn't know. All right, Steph, we have some new news. We just recently, yesterday, got in a new Hobonichi restock.
Woo-hoo!
So
I thought something looked different when I walked in the back.
Yeah, I totally forgot it was coming, and poor Dave was here, and I was in Chicago, and it came. But
oh no,
I didn't have anything written down what we were supposed to get, but we got in a bunch of some of the best sellers from last from the first order, and understanding that there were a number of items that were sold out at Hobonichi, so we could only get what they had for sale. But we got a lot of new weeks. I got a couple of them here. This one is the Champagne, I think is which one this one is. Champagne Gold, which is really super nice. And then we got some weeks Mega in, including I've got the Light Purple.
Fabulous.
The dark navy. And this one I love. The Lagoon. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful turquoise. Can you imagine? The nice,
that's a bright gorgeous
turquoise
color.
Ink in that.
Mm-hmm. And the Megas went really fast this
they
year.
They do. They usually do. They have a pretty good track record. And then this one, I'm a big fan of the Bow and Tie series. Every year they come up with something cuter than the next. And this one is the bunnies. And then they got a little bunny here with the bow tie on it.
That one makes me happy.
Yeah. You got one here with the four-leaf clover. So I love these bow and ties. They're really sweet. So what do you have here? You've got some more yet?
I have this one here that is like a, what is it, Nuance Brown, I think was it was called.
Okay.
It's a long life design.
It's kind of like a milky cappuccino maybe, or a latte kind of brown.
Yeah. I'm really tempted to touch it and see how it feels because it looks like it's really, really smooth. Yeah. I wonder what about it is supposed to enhance the length of your life. I wonder. They just added twice as many days in the year.
Is that what it says on there?
Yeah. Long life design.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
600 days in this year.
And what else do you have there?
And this is, I don't remember what it's called. Mon Oncle?
Yep.
There we go. And
they've done a little better job this year of labeling them in English so we can know which ones they are. But
phew.
What does it got on the front? Yeah, it's got a record player? Cool.
Is it a bird blotter maybe? There? And then a record player and
something.
And something. Something
that's
that
neat.
I feel
it's
like
got
I
kind of a vintagey. Oh, you got some shoes on the bottom. Oh, there's shoes. There's a whole bunch of shoes. Uh-huh. They put this label over the best part of the cover.
Yeah, they look like kind of almost like woodblock carvings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very neat.
Prints. And my favorite Weeks cover.
Nice.
So pretty. This whole series, I just love it so much.
That's a neat texture too. It's kind of, it's got a pattern to it. You can see it. It's kind of angular.
Yeah,
I like it. Very nice. So that's a Weeks cover only.
Yes.
Is which one that is. So if you already have a Weeks or you've been using Weeks in the past, you can get covers for them, and then you can keep those year after year, which is kind of nice. Lisa's got one of these, and she uses it as a wallet, actually.
Yeah.
Put your credit cards in there.
Works perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
I already have a Weeks.
What do I have here? Mm-hmm. I've got this one. I love this color. What is this one? This is the Voluto, I think.
Yes.
Look at this green. So this is a cousin. This is actually a set. So you do get the cousin book that comes with it.
Yes.
But this lovely, lovely green. We've got a pocket in the back.
I almost like that texture even better in the green. I don't know which one I like better.
I think it's the same texture, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks like it's the same texture. Yeah. It is.
They've both got that hand right. And the little fountain pen.
There's a little fountain pen on there. I know. Now Justin's going to have to take a picture of this because I'm not going to see. But that's cool. That's in. Of course, we have more of the A6, more of the A5 cousin.
Oh, they're all long life designs.
Yes, they're all long life designs. We have got a few of the A5 5-year journals left. They came in, so we sold a couple right away. So we do have some of these left. We also have these available in A6, mm-hmm. And you have one more item there.
Oh, this
that's
fancy
nice.
Cover. Oh my goodness, this feels this feels like good leather. Sometimes you just
this is nice
touch leather
yeah.
and you're like, oh, that's nice.
It's so soft.
Yeah. And this is the A6.
That's
right?
A5. A5 cousin.
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah, and that actually is a set, so it does come with the cousin. Mm-hmm. The black was the only leather option available at reorder, so that really, if you were hoping to get that beautiful violet, the one that Eric got, mm-hmm. there were no more. So, but the black leather is classic.
It goes with everything.
It does go with everything, so. Mm-hmm. Big Hobonichi restock, and plus, of course, we also have the A6 sets left. We got some of those and some other cousin sets from the last batch. So
very cool. But yeah, now's the time to, if you missed your favorite thing.
Yeah, it's only like 40-some days to Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
45, maybe?
Oh.
44? If Eric's not here, I don't know the exact number.
I was going to say.
He told me yesterday, so.
Where's our advent calendar? And it is now November, and our November-December annual year-end appeal to audience members, asking them to please subscribe to our YouTube channel, has officially begun.
How can anybody resist that?
Please, the cherry on top?
What is our goal?
We are shooting for 10,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We're very close, but we still need a few more than 200 subscribers before December 31st. So please, once again, I am asking, begging, if you're not yet subscribed, hit that subscribe button. Yeah.
Be here, there, here. We should do this. It'll be here and then have Justin have to move the button.
It'll be somewhere in this general vicinity.
So what happens if we hit 10? And actually, I think it's less than 200. So.
Oh, excellent.
I think this is an old page from the script. But what happens if we hit 10,000?
If we hit our goal of 10,000 subscribers before December 31st, I am personally going to arrange...
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
No, kidding.
Oh, but rumor has it that somebody is personally going to arrange for Brian and Lisa to do a podcast together, live and side by side, right here inside Anderson Penn's at Appleton.
Fantastic. Let's make it happen.
All right.
All right. What else we got?
Let's see.
Guess the pen in my pocket.
All right.
We'll reveal that at the end of the podcast. This is so totally easy, and I've done this one before, so...
Did you know that alligators can grow up to 15 feet? I didn't. They usually only have 4.
Retro 51 USPS. There are so new series come out. 4 different colors. Purple, blue, blue-gray, muted green, and a soft maroon. And these are based on a series of 2020 stamp designs by Dana Tanamachi. The brass barrel shows through the printed design to create the gold accents. They have a flower design on the finial, which is cool. And each pen is numbered on the top ring. These designs have some festive warmth to them, but the text reads, "Thank you," so they're a great reminder to practice gratitude all year round. They'd also make a great thank you gift, of course, or maybe even a Mother's Day gift if you can keep a secret for that long. So always fun to see Retro come out with some cool designs, and here's 4 more.
Yeah, really pretty colors too. I'm excited.
Speaking of pretty,
Ooh.
What do we got here?
You
talk while I pull this out.
Oh, finally get to see it in person. The Platinum 3776 Century Shape of Heart. Oh my goodness, I have been waiting to see this pen in real life for so long.
I found it. It's right there. You
there
see
it? So beautiful. It's a pen with a heart of gold. It's a limited edition of only 2,000 pieces worldwide. They may even be gone by the time the podcast airs. But it is a Platinum 3776 with a black resin cap and barrel and pink gold-plated trim.
Oh, so pretty.
Super pretty. And that's got a pink gold-plated 14-karat nib available in extra fine, fine, and medium. And... well, you know, we've always seen those platinum heart-shaped breather holes. Apparently, the heart-shaped cutout is usually melted down to produce more nibs.
Sure.
But this time, they're making the pen extra special by encasing those little nib cutouts in the top cap.
So this is so creative.
Yeah.
That
it's
right there.
It's just so pretty.
And there's what? There's two of each in the top here with these little crystals?
Yeah.
And they move around. You can kind of...
was hoping they would move.
Yeah, because
I
was trying to find one, and I took a loop to it, and as I tipped it, I could see the crystals move, and there's actually a fair amount of movement space in there. So if you can't if you get one and you can't necessarily find it, you kind of have to move it around, and it will always be moving and shifting on you. But it's super cool. This one now it's got right up.
It's moved since I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'd be spelling things wrong all the time if I was writing with this pen, because I'd just be staring at that cool jewel.
Now, Eric must have really liked this, because I got a call yesterday saying that he was buying one. So, I mean, I had no inclination that he wanted one, but there it is. So we do have extra fine and Eric bought the fine and medium. So we have very limited availability, our allocation. So extra fine and medium are available on this. Super pretty. It comes in a box, nice box. Mm-hmm. We've got the, some upside. It's upside down.
Oh, yeah,
that's
there
weird.
We go.
Tear apart the box here. It comes with a bottle of Platinum Mixable Aurora Blue, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
And a converter.
Perfect. So,
Nice little box.
It's a really cool bottle of ink too.
So nice limited edition. If you like to collect limited editions, or pens are just a little bit different, this is super
great.
Or
if you just like shiny things.
It's nice. It's, you know, that pink gold trim is really, it's very warming. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it really brings out the sparkle. Yeah,
you know, sometimes yellow is a little too in your face, and, you know, rhodium same way, but this is just really, really pretty sweet.
I like that. It's got some like sweetness to it. Like It's got some Valentine's-y vibes, but it's not like on the nose.
Good. What else we got?
All right. We also have this awesome Faber-Castell Ambition in blue resin. So that comes in fountain pen and ballpoint. You've got the ballpoint.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't even see, I haven't seen this until now because I heard it came in yesterday. I didn't have a chance to look at it, but I've always liked the resin, the black resin in the Faber-Castell. It looks like $1 million and they don't cost $1 million. You know, it's really, really neat. There's a pattern in the material.
Yeah, these are
slight variation.
Some of the prettiest pens under $100, right?
Yeah, it's
absolutely. Really stunning.
What a great color. What a great color. What else would...
So it's got this beautiful slim design, and it posts very securely, which
is snaps on. Nice.
Handy.
Nice.
Very, very confident that this is going to stay on. And this... was confident until I said that second very, huh?
I heard it snap. I knew we were safe.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's got this spring-loaded clip for those of you who have pens that have pockets that fit pens, and comes with a stainless steel nib available in extra fine, fine, medium, and broad, and except for the ballpoint, which comes in ballpoint.
Yeah, ballpoint comes in ballpoint. Yeah, really nice. I'm going to go out there and say that the Ambition, I've always liked this pen. I think it's a very elegant-looking pen. It's one of the most underappreciated pens, I think, in the steel nib market at, you know, in that price point. You don't hear a lot of people talk about it. It's got that great Faber-Castell nib, same one that was on the Loom, the basic Essentio E-Motion. Faber-Castell makes a great nib, and you have a, you know, if you're looking for something that's a little bit slender, not everybody likes the trend toward large and oversized pens. This is a real winner.
Yeah, yeah. This is just
what a color.
I can just stare at these pens.
It's almost, I don't know what that reminds me of, but that's such a beautiful, it's almost our AP blue.
Yeah, yeah, it is really close there, isn't it? It feels satiny.
Awesome. That's pretty neat. Rollerball will be coming at some point, but right now we've got it in the fountain pen and a ballpoint.
Fair enough.
Also just in and also in blue.
Oh, so speaking of.
We'll probably talk about the Ohio Pen Show for a couple of weeks, but... I did happen to find something in Ohio that originally belonged to me.
Dun, dun, dun.
And you lost one.
Shame.
Look at this. When I saw this sitting in the case, a friend of mine had it. I couldn't believe my eyes. This is a 1911 Standard Anderson Pens Slate Limited Edition. And you had one and had it for how many days? Did you lose it the first week?
No.
No, okay.
No,
all right.
I got at least the opportunity to take a picture of it and put it on the internet.
Oh, okay. Now,
I can't even remember. It was probably a month or something, but ugh.
Yeah, there were 100 of these. I don't know how this one got to Ohio, but it looks to be mint uninked. Certainly can include a sailor box with this, but I have one. So this one is available, and we're going to offer it to all you YouTubers out there. First crack. It's not up on the website yet. If you're interested, give us a call at the store, and we can talk to you about this pen. But these are very hard to find. You just can't find them anymore.
And for the record, the one that I lost was a medium, and this is a medium fine. So no guilt.
So it's not
no
that
hard
one. Yeah,
feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, this is a medium fine. It's got the 14 karat rhodium nib. Comes with a converter. If you don't have one of these, and we made them in three different models, this is the very first one. Probably is that 7 years ago already?
Oh my goodness!
Six, seven, eight years ago.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you might want to jump on this because it's super cool.
Don't let this one slip away.
Slip away, she says. but it was just so fun to see that. It it kind of gave me a little rush for about an hour. I was just, I kept thinking, that's so cool. You know, we saw our, found our pen.
Yeah. If you love it, let it go. If it's meant to be, it'll come back.
I have one, so I know where mine is. It's at home in my pen chest. So
I know where mine is. I'm not salty.
All right. Well, all right. Let's move on. This is something cool.
Yes.
This came in, and I actually had an idea for this many years ago. Levenger used to make a little 4-pen case. And it had on one side your 4 loops, and it had this kind of it was kind of a bad design on the strap because it was leather and you would pull it. But on the right side would be a space for their little index cards, which was always really cool. And I said, you know what you ought to do is you ought to put a little divider in there, put a little spot so you can put some credit cards. You know, you got a little kind of a coin purse or whatever you want to put in there. And then you still have your spot for cards or whatever. And while this is not Levenger, this is Girologio. So this is what's called the Grab and Go. And it's super nice. It's 4 pens, 4 large pens will fit on this side.
Yeah.
You've got this divider here, which mm-hmm. is stitched in place. And it flips over. And then you can fit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 credit cards, which should get you in enough trouble at the next pen show.
That's it. I might even have to get into my... Jimmy John's rewards card or something.
Look at this. And this comes out. You got a little keychain here.
Oh, sweet.
Snaps into place. I didn't even know that.
Cool.
I'm just seeing these now. And then you've got a little pocket here. And then this also, I know, opens up this way.
This is like...
So you can put other things in there.
A pocket that's made out of a pocket?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's about almost A5. Not quite A5 size. So here's my Hobonichi behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit smaller than A5 size.
There you go.
But, and it's also got pockets on the outside, so you can put, you know, if you're in a hurry, you can stuff something in there. So available in Oxblood, which is the one that I have, and black leather. So these are just in, they call them the Grab and Go. It's
like the perfect pen show personal carrying case.
It's nice. It's mm-hmm. it's nice. Yeah, and those, like I say, these loops, just like all the rest of the Girologio, designed around a Mont Blanc 149 girth.
Oh,
you can easily
fit
King of Pens in here. Emperors, not really, but not a lot of people have Emperors. So, but it'll fit large pens, and then of course it's the double loop system, so they don't bump against each other.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Justin, we thought we'd give these a try, and those two colors.
There we go.
What do you call a chicken that is staring at lettuce? Chicken sees a salad.
And this week's contest, or rather last week's contest, this
last
week's
week
answers.
Hmm? Oh, I forgot to put my answers in. My answers don't count unless I actually respond, do they?
Oh.
It's not fair.
Well, I wonder. Well, we'll add yours in afterwards.
Okay, all right.
See if it changes the tabulation. So last week we asked which Sailor Christmas tea time pen most appeals to you, the Christmas spice tea or the Christmas pudding? And after some riveting back and forth during tabulation, the Sailor Christmas spice tea pulled ahead to beat Christmas pudding with 69% of the vote.
You don't even need to take my vote then.
There you go. Maybe it's 70% now.
It's probably 70%.
All right. A couple people weighed in. Specific comments that we'll call out. Tamara Bonta said, I like the Christmas spice tea. Question for all of the Anderson folks. What ink do you think would go best with this pen?
Ooh, you're the color guru.
You know,
I don't know what I'd put in there.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Maybe we'll get
red orange. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
You think? Not a blue? Not a green ink? What? We'll get back to you.
That's my very creative response.
Let's let that simmer, and we'll get back to you on that one. What else we got here?
All right. Dawn also says, hey, Eric and Brian, how's it going? Hurricane Lisa passed through Belize on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
My entire ceiling fell down. We are without power, but trying to watch your show. Thanks for making this time bearable.
Wow. So, well, I hope you're...
You are the most hardcore fan of the week, and I hope that you're doing well.
I didn't know there was a hurricane. I didn't know Lisa was down in Belize.
I know, right? I saw that name, and my eye jumped right down. I was like...
Well, I hope you're staying safe, Dawn. So yes. Hope to get it all fixed up.
Yes, hopefully that power is back and that roof is back.
What we got here? Johnny Montalvo says, I like the Christmas spice tea better, but I am biased. I have a growing side collection of pens in transparent browns and ambers. It's an addiction within the addiction. Please help. That group meets tomorrow, I guess.
We're going to, start by taking a look at the Sailor Habanero.
We're not really going to help. Sorry. Steve Moss. Hi, Steve. For consumption, I prefer the pudding. But if you're asking about the pens, I prefer the tea. Good choice, Steve. And R, only to be named R. I think we're in the Matrix here, laugh out loud. I just saw the same guy in a blue shirt in the background go from right to left twice. Great show, guys. Bad jokes and good company.
Attention to detail. That is admirable. Admirable.
All right. What do we got? You got a note for you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And who's the winner?
Our winner this week was Traditional Larry.
Oh, good. Traditional Larry. Yeah, opposed to the other Larry.
Yeah, not the newfangled Larry that all the kids have been talking about these days. Traditional Larry.
All right.
And he said, definitely the Christmas pudding. I think there are too many orange pens out there.
We're
going to bring him as a special speaker for that support group.
Okay. I can see that. There are a lot of orange and amber colored pens, so I can see that. Change of pace.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
I'll let that one slide.
Mm-hmm. And Larry, please write to eric@andersonpens.com, and he'll get that $20 credit placed on your Anderson Pens account. Again, that is eric@andersonpens.com.
We have a new contest this week? I don't know what it is. I haven't looked at it.
Yes. The new contest this week has been submitted to us via email by James.
James is responsible.
Yes.
So blame him.
And he asks, if you could only use one brand of ink for the rest of your life, which would it be? And I am not going to blurt out my answer this time.
You're not
going to
blurt out your answer? Why not?
Not this time.
Well, see, one brand, yeah. I know what mine is.
Yeah.
Sailor.
Yeah. My answer's maybe not the same.
I would go with Sailor. They have a great blue. Yamadori's tough to beat.
Ooh, yeah, that
Okoyama,
one's...
I love that. Some of the new Yurimikos I've got my eye on. So I could live. Now, of course, Sailor's got how many? Hundreds of inks.
Yeah,
now,
if you have ink color ADD, Sailor's probably going to keep you good for a while.
So I could be okay with Sailor. But, that means you can't have Pilot. You can't have Kaweco.
Yeah. None of those are Roshizuku bottles?
Graf von Faber-Castell?
Oh, yeah.
Sailor. No. Graf. No. Anyway, let us know in the comments. One comment will be chosen at random to win a $20 credit to your Anderson Pens account.
Ooh.
This is interesting. I saw this. Actually, I heard about this about a week ago. And I'm very, very excited about this. The reason I will tell you in a minute, the Visconti Mirage Mythos collection. So we have the Mirage line now. Now we're finally getting a couple of new colors. Three new pens to the Mirage collection based on characters from Greek mythology, Apollo, Aphrodite, and Zeus. And these are available in fountain pen, rollerball, and ballpoint. Apollo is the god of the arts, music, poetry, and science. Also the sun god. And is a brown pen with bronze shading. Aphrodite is the goddess of love and beauty. And this is a purple pen with bronze shading. And I'm starting to see a trend here. Zeus, the king of the gods and ruler of Mount Olympus, god of the sky, lightning, and atmospheric phenomenon. And this one is a blue pen with...
bronze shading.
These are really, really nice looking pens. I don't know if you've seen them yet. They're just, they're nice. Few design updates on this that distinguish this from the rest of the Mirage line. The most important one that you need to remember here, large steel, German-made nib plated in yellow gold vermeil. Large. It's larger than the previous version. It's the same that's on the Rembrandt S. It is bigger than the Rembrandt and the Van Gogh nib. It is beautiful. It's more size appropriate to the barrel. I always thought the Mirage nib was a little smidge too small. This looks very, very nice. Brass grip section in a soft brush set and finish. And the old Mirages had that nice acrylic matching section, which I really like.
Yeah, and then these ones have like that weird knurl at the end, which kind of looks good.
Yeah. New center ring engraved with the inscription. Mythos and a V to emulate a stylized Mount Olympus. These are going to be neat. I like that bigger nib. It really makes the pen. It's what they should have.
Yeah.
The bigger the nib, the better, in my opinion. And it really fits this pen. It's really great looking.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what it was as I was looking through the photos. I was like, these are some gorgeous pens.
But you didn't know?
I didn't realize that it was. I just saw a large steel nib. I'm like, okay. I mean, it's not small.
Well, that's what everybody says, right?
You know,
large nib.
Yeah, but there was something about it. I was like, oh, this is really nicely balanced.
Yes, it's that Rembrandt S nib. That size is on this pen. It's great. So I'm looking forward to those.
Oh, cannot wait to see them in person. You saw them in person?
I have not seen them in person. But I think Lisa did, and they're really, really good looking. So, also, ST DuPont coming soon, D-Initial Pastel Ballpoints. Two new colors on the way from the D-Initial line, Pastel Pink and Pastel Blue. The pink comes with gold trim, and the blue comes with rhodium. Very good looking, really nice, soft colors. It is ST DuPont's entry-level model, the D-Initial, and combining classic design with top-notch quality to bring you a luxury pen at an appealing price point and is a great price point for a gift.
Oh,
under $200 in the ballpoint. I will also say, in this series, they also make a yellow, which I don't have up. It's not very pastel-y. I think it's a little bit of more of a bright pop. That is available for special order, but the pink and the blue will be here soon. And
very cool.
They're very nice. Lisa actually had a pastel blue, and she just said it was amazing. Really, really nice looking pen. So
yeah, they seem like they're really well weighted.
Yes,
too.
Yeah. The DuPont always has that. They have the brass barrel. It's a nice weight and no fountain pen. Only rollerball and ballpoint on these.
Fair.
So, is that it? I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's.
Should we do this here?
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Am I doing this? Are you doing this? Rock paper scissors.
Rock paper scissors.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens, and there's also a store in Chicago.
There is. It is on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, open 7 days a week. Stop by and say hi to Lisa. Mm-hmm. And chicago.andersonpens.com.
Yes, and please like this video and subscribe to our channel.
And last but not least.
Moment of truth.
Moment of truth. I was not very original this week. We have a 1911 King of Pen in the Fresca variety. Lovely, lovely pen. Big 21 karat nib. And I forget which nib this is. Medium.
Never gets old looking at that pen.
It doesn't. Yeah, and I picked it up. I haven't used it in probably 2 weeks, and it fired up right away. So there it is. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.